At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Welcome back to Get Fit Guy. Coach Kevin Dunn here. This week, I want to touch on something you may or may not have heard tell of, the exercise snack. Like the small amounts of food that you eat between meals, the exercise snack is a similar idea. Little bits of exercise when you can't have the full meal. I want to take a look at if it can be as beneficial to you to have these small exercise snacks throughout the day or week as it is to spend more traditional gym time on training. First off, we need more information on what an exercise snack is. It's born of the same concepts as HIIT, high intensity interval training, the difference being that in HIIT, you do very short, highly intense bursts of movement followed by short rest periods over and over. With exercise snacking, you do short, high-burst efforts of exercise with much longer rest periods with hours in between. A good quote I saw on the topic said that with exercise snacking, instead of restructuring your day around exercise, you're restructuring exercise around your day. The advantage here is that you can just take an exercise snack whenever you have a free moment. I can see how this could be really appealing to busy people. Work, family commitments, maybe even traditional gym access can be barriers to getting some daily fitness in. So I'll get into some examples of what exercise snacks could be in a moment, but for now, let's have a look at the purported benefits. In one study, participants performed traditional HIIT on a stationary bike, did three sets of 20 seconds all-out sprints, followed by 2 minutes of rest. Another group did the exercise snack version of this, where they did the same three sets of 20 seconds, but it was spread throughout the day with several hours between sets. Over a six-week training period, the improvements in aerobic fitness between the two groups were comparable. In another study from McMaster University, it was shown that fitness benefits can be achieved by performing only three vigorous bouts of stair climbing a day. So now we know what an exercise snack is, some of its benefits, what could it look like in the real world? Well, examples of exercise snacks could include doing 3 to 5 rounds of high effort movements for 20 to 60 seconds at a time. Movements like jumping jacks, squats, lunges, jogging on the spot or climbing stairs at home or at work all count. You could even do weighted movements like goblet squats, dumbbell cleans or kettlebell swings. Whatever movement you choose though will need to be a fast contraction. That's because you want to be moving vigorously. So a 20-second stroll 3 times a day would be a poor choice for an exercise snack. So after hearing what exercise snacks are, what some of the benefits might be, you might be wondering what I think. Well, first, it's important to note that most people don't bother reading studies. Just hearing that a study says something is enough for a lot of people. It's important to know that both of these studies, that the myriad of articles and blog posts written about exercise snacks are based upon and reference, were performed on relatively small sample sizes, and the participants in these studies were all described as inactive or sedentary.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, Empathy is our best policy.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
The next thing to keep in mind is that studies themselves are limited by parameters. The parameters here might have been, in sedentary people, does exercise snacking improve VO2 max compared to HIIT training over a 6-week training window? The reality is that training is a much more complex and nuanced situation. Small parameters can lead to reductionist thinking. This kind of reductionist thought is, to me at least, dystopian. Do we really want to have this kind of thinking that we apply to everything as time moves forwards into a future where we don't need to eat because studies tell us that we can gain all our nutrition from a single daily pill? We don't need to go on vacation because we can visit anywhere we want in a hyper-realistic virtual reality. We don't need to hug our pets or loved ones for more than a few seconds to have the same oxytocin release as a longer hug. Objectively, it appears that these studies and articles are all about how to just shortcut your way to every single outcome. How to have maximum outcome from the minimum effort. And that's no way to live your life. The sense of accomplishment and satisfaction that one gains from working hard at something and achieving a goal can never be satisfied from shortcutting your way there. A laboratory study also neglects to recognize the biopsychosocial model. Sure, we may be able to gain the same outcome biologically from doing the minimum, but what about the mental health outcomes of training? If you've had a really bad day, just want to be present and escape the cycle of negative thought, will 20 seconds of movement be useful? What about the social aspect? Almost all my friends and acquaintances I've met at the gym or by doing martial arts. Sometimes when I don't feel like training, I feel like I'd be letting my training partners down if I didn't show up. So the social aspect actually increases adherence. Again, I might get the same physical outcome from an exercise snack, but is 20 seconds of gym attendance enough to develop friendships? As I noted earlier, these exercise snack studies were also performed on sedentary populations. Sedentary people could go for a bike ride and increase their bench press, just because the change to being active allows them to access new levels of performance. But as time rolls on, adaptation will occur and that will no longer work. Then you will have to increase the volume, have to increase the training complexity, and then you'll end up doing more than an exercise snack anyway. So we have to bear in mind that one of the overarching principles of training, the specificity principle, which we can only adapt to the stress we place ourselves under. If you perform sets of 20 squats at the gym, you'll adapt to sets of 20. You won't be exceptional at one. So in terms of specificity, you will also adapt to an exercise snack and become useful at moving for 20 seconds. Yes, the studies showed similar aerobic improvements in HIIT as they did in exercise snacks, but bear in mind, as I mentioned earlier, this was on untrained participants only. There is so much more to outcomes than a single aerobic metric. As always, the best approach here is to define your end goal, assess your start point, hire a coach to work on a plan to traverse the 2 points, or educate yourself to be able to write a plan to do the same. Respect the process and enjoy the feeling of achievement when you reach your goal in the most honest way without cutting any corners. I hope that's been useful for everyone. And if you have any questions about exercise snacks or coaching in general, email me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com or check out the Get Fit Guy Facebook page. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Adam Cecil, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchins, and Davina Tomlin. I'm your host, Kevin Don. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104. Or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.